सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं प्रीतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नः. They declare, we are all surrendered souls, O Lord. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Sunvanti Divyai Savai. So they are all with a Divya, transcendental stuti, prayers, they are trying to please the Lord. And so that moment has come, that time has come. Time for Lord Krishna's appearance. What is today? What day is today? Day, when I say day means not danger, day means Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Krishna appeared on Wednesday. That day. Which one day was that? That was Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. At least something is common. But that day was Ashtami. Today is Dwadashi. Long time ago, he appeared. Wait, how many years ago did he appear? 5,000? Years BC, he disappeared. Did you get that? 3,102 years before Christ, Lord departed. And then if you add another 125 years, why 125? Lord Krishna was on the planet for 125. So, okay, what's the grand total? What's the total? Not grand yet. 3,227? Okay. And then we have to add 2,007. Add 5,234. Note that down. So those many years ago, Lord Krishna appeared. You're getting this, right? 125, 3,201 plus 2,007. So those many years ago, Lord appeared in Mathura. He's appearing. And everything is so auspicious. Sukadeva Goswami is describing here. Atha sarva guna peta kala parama shohanaha. Atha. At the time of Lord's appearance, that time was very parama shohanaha, very beautiful, sanctified, auspicious. Equipped with all good qualities, all the planets and nakshatras and stars and constellations were properly, most favorably situated. Mahi Mangala Bhuishta, and all over the planet, in every town, every village, there was a Mangalya, there was all auspiciousness. Nadyaha, whatever the rivers were filled with the waters. prasanna salila. The waters were flowing in the rivers. Jalaruhasriyaha ridaha. And the lakes were filled with the lotuses blooming. Vija alikula sannadastavaka vanarajaya. Vija, the birds. Birds were chirping, singing. You also laughter to that? Are you happy? Krishna is going to be around. Everybody's happy. You want the wind is blowing. Sukhasparsha, gentle touch. By the wind is blowing very. Wind is blowing very gentle and it's cooling as the fragrance. Three aspects of air. Air is good when it has three characteristics. When it blows very gentle away, not blowing you away. And when it is cool, cooler side. When it is vibrant, nice. These three things. So they're all there. The flowers now are blooming everywhere. The air is carrying all that aroma. Agnyascha vijatina shanta satra sammin. The fires are burning, but the Brahmanas, they're very happy. And they have lit their sacrificial fires everywhere. They're peaceful in their minds. Manasi asan prasannani. And Manasi, in the mind. Sadhunam, the sadhus are jubilant in their minds. Jayamane ajane tasmin. At the time of Lord's appearance, ajane is known as someone who doesn't take birth. He's supposed to be a janma. Lord doesn't take birth. He doesn't die. He doesn't take birth. But here, he is taking birth. He's not supposed to be taking birth. Human beings or other beings in different species, they take birth. Lord has nothing to do with the birth. But that Lord is now ready to take birth. Medur Tundu Bhayo Divi. The demigods are many different celestial instruments. The whole air is filled with the sounds. They're singing. Oh, they're sweet, most beautiful singers. in existence. They are the Gandharvas. Vidyadharashtra Nanakur Apsarobhi Samantada Vidyadhar. Another kind of residents of higher planets, and the Apsaras, they are dancing, singing, dancing, playing of instruments, offering prayers, and now they are offering flowers. And there is also some rain is also taking place at the same time. Mandam, mandam, jaladhara. Jaladhara. The clouds are called jaladhara. Jal is water, and dhar is holding. Holders of the water. Who are the clouds? Clouds hold the waters. So, mandam, mandam, jaladhara. So, they are showering rains. Not heavy rains. They don't want to cause all disturbance, but create no auspiciousness or express their joy. They are also showering some rains. Nishithetam udhute jayamane janadane. It's a night time. It is night time. It is very close to midnight. It's dark all around. The Lord was waiting. Because he was appearing in Chandravamsha, the dynasty of Moon, he did not want to appear or take birth before moonrise. So this being Astami of Krishna Paksha, or the two Pakshas, Shukla and Krishna, waxing and waning. So on Astami, 8th night, moon rises what time? Could you imagine moon rising on the Astami, 8th night of Krishna Paksha? What time? At midnight. Moon rises at midnight. When the full moon rises at sunset. The next day, moon rises 1 hour later, and the next day another 45 minutes later, and another, after 8 days, after full moon, Astami, moon rises at midnight. The Lord was waiting for moon to rise. Says moon is rising in the east, who is called Chandra. Krishna Chandra is appearing in Mathura from the horizon, from the womb of Devaki. They appear at the same time. Chandra and Krishna Chandra. But it's a very unique feature of that midnight's moon rise. On the Astami, midnight of the Astami, moon should be only half moon. Could you imagine that? Yes or no? Moon, full moon, and then it goes on diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. After 8 nights, after full moon night, the moon should be appearing only half, and that is how it appears on every Astami. But that night, the moon was so happy It was so joyous as Krishna was appearing in his dynasty. The moon appeared full in the middle of the night. Garibal, you don't seem to be surprised or anything. The Acharyas have taken note of this and they relish this fact. See how moon is happy. Moon was with moving. Lit. He wasn't half, he was full fledged. Tam adhutam balakam ambudhekshanam. At that time, the balak with ambudhekshanam, lotus eyes, Lord appeared. Chaturbhujam shankhagadayur yudhagiham, holding all the four symbols. Shankha Gada Chakra, Lord has appeared. Sri Vatsa Lakshmanam Rajobhi Kausuham. There's a Sri Vatsa sign on Lord's left chest. There's a line here. A golden hair. The line. And he wears Kausuham. Kausuham, money, jewel. There's only one in number in whole existence. Lord has that. Lord Pitambaram, and he has all yellow garments. Mahavaidurya Pita Kundalam, the yellow crown, and it's studded with all valuable gems. Sahasra Kundalam, scattered hairs growing from his abundance. And he had armlets and different other ornaments. And his effulgence is everywhere, filling the prison shell and emanating all the effulgence. And Vasudev noticed, and that kind of Lord Vasudev saw. Vasudev uvacha, and immediately Vasudev is offering prayers. Vaditosi bhavan sakshat purushaha prakriti para. You are prakriti para, you are above this material existence. This is how I understand you, and many more prayers. And then Devaki is offering her prayers. This is all homework for you. Are you learning now? And there's a request from Devaki to the Lord. And what is that? Upasamhara Vishvatman Rupam Malaukikam Chaturbhujam. Please, this majestic form of yours with all four hands and all different symbols, could you please hide all this? Could you conceal all this? Could you please look ordinary kind of child? And then if Kamsa comes, we could at least say, no, he is not the Lord. Look, he has only two hands. Look, he is not that beautiful. Look, he is just... But if you stand before Kamsa like you are now, what could we say? He certainly attack you, attempt to kill you, so please, this is the mother Devaki. And so Lord, are you saying something there? Huh? I'm saying it. Yeah, I'm seeing that window. Immediately, Lord, he has wound up his majestic form, and there's a baby Krishna. Arriba. And of course, before he becomes baby, he was ordered, Vasudeva was ordered, that please bring me to Gokul. Urgently. Just check me out. Get me out of here! As they say in America. Get me out of here! The Lord also has reciprocated, spoken, and in conclusion he is asking Vasudeva to bring him to Gokul. And Vasudeva is not thinking twice. He only knows Lord wants me to bring him. So with that mission in mind, as he picks up the child, immediately all his shackles are broken. Let him go. We could very easily conclude that anyone who takes Krishna, accepts Krishna in the heart and in the home and thoughts and deeds, they would all be free from all the shackles, all the bondages, ready to take off, go back home. And no more birth and death. Otherwise, each one of us is very much tied down, bound up by the ropes called gunas, sattva gun, and raja gun, and tama gun. Gun means also ropes. They're binding. But by accepting Krishna, by becoming Krishna conscious, dealings, you know, mouths and ears, to fill our life with Krishna will be all like Vasudeva. He was living free. And then, so by the arrangement of Yogamaya, you have to remember, Yogamaya was instructed different things. So Yogamaya makes everyone is fast asleep in all the doorkeepers snoring like anything. So Vasudeva is carrying a child, and so the door after door after door, and all special strong locks. Everybody is sleeping, and Vasudeva is walking out with Krishna. The doors are automatically opening. How are they opening? Automatic. Automatic. There's nothing like automatic. When you don't know who is behind something, something, then you say automatic. So the doors are opening. Who was behind this? Krishna was opening the doors. Krishna's energies were in action, opening the doors. And when you go to the airport, first time I went to the airport, I was bringing my baggage. I came near the terminal building, and did not know this until my business. So I parked my bagging and I was moving forward so that I could open the doors and then bring my cart in. But as I stepped forward, immediately the doors opened. And I was scared of what happened. And the ghost of God. So that automatic experience was. But you could see, this automatic idea is not a new idea. This existed 5,000 years ago. We are good imitators. We're borrowing, stealing all these ideas and breaking our prayers how to imitate the Lord. So as Vasudeva was at the entrance, there comes Balaram. Balaram, he had taken birth in Gokul. So he comes as Anand the sage. Could we see Vasudev bringing Krishna to Gopu? See that? See that umbrella, that transcendental umbrella? That's Balaram. Balaram has taken that form. So rainy season, it was raining outside. So as Vasudev was at the entrance, and he had to now walk into the rains, Balaram was there. Balaram takes his position. Balaram is considered Adi Guru, also original spiritual master. And what the spiritual master is, he serves and he teaches others, sets an example how to serve. So Balaram was the first one there, ready to serve. And he is walking through, Vasudeva is walking to the streets of Mathura, and again by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, everyone is fast asleep, including the dogs. What if the dogs were up? What would they do? Bark. And if the barking takes place, then someone could mobile comes up. Today, wake up, come sir. I just saw today, yeah, he just passed by my home. Everyone is quiet, silent, nothing is moving. The dogs are fast asleep, path is clear, and Vasudeva is now on the banks of Jamuna, and this is filled with waters. Floods. So then this is Mantha Bhadra, also should I mention. Lord appeared in Mantha Bhadrapad. Bhadra means auspicious. Auspicious man. The rainy season time. So Vasudev, he kept walking because he had instruction. He had to bring me to Gokul. Between Mathura and Gokul, there is a Jamuna. The Jamuna has to be crossed. But there are comments by Acharyas how Jamuna is thinking. Jamuna has taken note of Lord's presence. Jamuna knows that Vasudeva has to carry Krishna to Gokul. And Jamuna remembers when Lord appeared in previous incarnation as Ramachandra, and he had to cross Indian Ocean to go to Sri Lanka. And the ocean was taking a little extra time. It was not preparing, cooperating, so that Lord could cross Indian Ocean. And Ram had become really furious, and he had taken his bow and arrow, and he was ready to get that Samudra Devaha. Jamuna was reminded, oh, if I also do not cooperate then, that could be my fate also. He may threaten me, he may do anything. It's a powerful Lord thinking so, is one thought. See, he's willing to give the path, the clear the path. So he's also thinking that when Krishna grows old, there's going to be proposal of the marriage. I'll be one of her queens. But if I disappoint him now, forget it. He'll not marry me. He'll not accept me. So these different thoughts are on Jamuna's mind, thinking so. See, it clears the path and the whole. He's walking in the river bed. The water is not touching. Of course, we hear the comments how Vasudeva, as he carried Krishna, Jamuna was so anxious to touch, lotus feet of the Lord. And finally, as he touches the lotus feet of the Lord, then he gives a path. And Vasudeva was able to cross on the way to Gokul. Vasudeva was in two kinds of mind here on the way to Gokul. And his speed was, sometimes he would go very fast, kind of almost running towards Gokul. But then he would slow down and walk very slow. He would almost run, thinking, oh, what if it comes and finds out? He may be catching up with me. I better run. I better go fast and bring Krishna into Gokul. With this thought, he would run. But then he would think, but if I run, rush, I'll be there very soon, in a few more minutes, then I'll leave Krishna there and come back empty-handed. Oh no, I better spend more time. So let me walk slow. But what if he comes and he will run? But what if he, then I'll be there very quickly. He will slow down. He's going through his moves and Druta Vilambita. Druta Vilambita Gati. So finally,